Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
On the subject of New Hampshire, let's go there right now, because most of the Democratic candidates didn't stick around in Iowa to wait for the results. They went on to the Granite State, where the primary is 1 week from today. And it's where we find WBUR's Fred Tice right now, who joins us from Merrimack, New Hampshire. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Bob.
So a busy day ahead as candidates are on the ground. They were already on the ground, or they have already arrived from Iowa. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders has a big rally tonight in Milford, and then he is going to take part in the State of the Union response after the president's State of the Union response. That will be later tonight. He'll be doing that out of Manchester. Elizabeth Warren has got a big town hall event planned in Keene, New Hampshire this morning. And then for the rest of the day, we don't have anything on her schedule, but we have Julian Castro campaigning for her in Nashua, which is the city with the largest Latino population in New Hampshire. And Buttigieg has events that we're not allowed to report at this point, but he's got three events already planned in New Hampshire starting this morning.
In the big picture, Fred, how up in the air is the New Hampshire primary with a week to go? 1 week from today, the voting takes place.
Well, Bernie Sanders leads in all the polls, including WBUR's. He leads in the recent polls from, you know, anything from 1% to very much in the double digits over the next candidate. That's usually Joe Biden. But Biden, Warren, and Buttigieg are very much clustered together. So that's the picture from here, Bob.
How different are New Hampshire voters and their concerns, the issues that concern them, from the Midwesterners who caucused in Iowa last night, the results of which, as we've been talking about, we're still awaiting?
So obviously there are some differences, right? I mean, Iowa's a big rural state. There's a farm vote. There are farm issues. This is not an issue here in New Hampshire so much, where the state is very much a high-tech, prosperous state. There's another big difference between the two states. Iowa is a very religious state. New Hampshire is one of the least religious states in the union. But really, they also share a lot, right? The top issue here from our WBUR poll, recent WBUR poll, shows that 48% of New Hampshire voters say, Democratic voters, say healthcare is the top issue, healthcare, drug prices, Medicare. And that was also the top issue in Iowa. So perhaps not so much difference.
All of which means that the debate that's coming up this coming Friday night, the Democratic debate at St. Anselm College in Manchester, New Hampshire, could be pretty important for these candidates in their campaigns.
I'm a big skeptic of how much debates affect the race. I'm not really sure that voters are really influenced by that. But, you know, I guess you have to say that in this primary campaign, there have been moments that have helped some candidates and perhaps hurt others. I'm thinking in particular of Pete Buttigieg challenging Elizabeth Warren on how she was going to pay for Medicare. And that seemed to be, as she developed a very detailed plan, that seemed to be the beginning of her plateauing off. And for a while, Buttigieg soared, right? The big thing that people are looking for in this debate, I think, is you know, how much of an influence or an impact Michael Bloomberg is going to have. And there was a lot of people questioning why he was allowed in to begin with, since he didn't really meet all the qualifications for the poll. There are people in the other races who feel that he should be exposed to the public. The public should see what he really is and should go through the same kind of scrutiny. And so they're kind of welcoming that he's going to be on that stage.
We've been talking about Democrats, of course, but former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld, a Republican challenger to President Trump, has a busy week ahead in New Hampshire. And Trump himself is going to visit New Hampshire the night before the presidential primary next week. What's at stake, if anything, in the Republican race?
New Hampshire has always been a spoiler, or at least has sometimes been a spoiler. Famously, you had President Johnson ultimately bowing out of his reelection run after Eugene McCarthy performed unexpectedly well here back in 1968. So this year, it looks like Republicans are really completely behind Donald Trump. He's got 90% support among Republicans across the country. It'll be interesting to see if Bill Weld can put a little wedge in that and show that there are enough Republicans, at least here in New Hampshire, New England Republicans, who just don't like Donald Trump, and whether there's a debate there about who should be the nominee.
All right, WBUR's Fred Tice reporting to us this morning from Merrimack, New Hampshire, as the candidates arrive in New Hampshire and get set to campaign there for this last week of campaigning before the New Hampshire primary next week. Thanks a lot, Fred.
Thanks, Bob.